From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Senate's senior Republican, Richard Lugar of Indiana, today became the first Republican to announce his support for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor, and he was quickly joined by Florida Senator Mel Martinez. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Lugar was one of eight Republicans who voted for Sotomayor when she was confirmed to the federal appeals court in 1998. Martinez is the only Hispanic Republican senator. In announcing his support, Lugar called Sotomayor clearly qualified to serve on the Supreme Court. The only other Republicans to publicly announce their positions thus far are three of the Senate's most conservative members, Jim Bunning of Kentucky, James Inhofe of Oklahoma, and Pat Roberts of Kansas. They all announced early that they would oppose the nomination. Also today, Republican-turned-Democrat Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania announced he will vote for Sotomayor. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama today defended his proposal to rework the nation's health care system. The president, speaking at the White House this afternoon, said the U.S. has forged an unprecedented consensus on the health care issue. He said now there is a need to figure out how to pay for it. However, on the matter of further adding to the federal deficit, the president was adamant the health care overhaul plan cannot add to the pool of government red ink. The president also said that now is not the time to slow down or lose heart in moving to revamp the nation's health care system. Mr. Obama said he is confident a health care initiative will happen this year. A new report says tax revenues to the states have dropped off so fast the decline is record-breaking. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Everyone knows the states have been having a tough time, but now the Public Policy Research Institute of the State University of New York has attached some hard numbers to the carnage. The Rockefeller Institute says state tax collections dropped nearly 12% in the first 3 months of this year. That's the sharpest drop since the records begin in 1952. Robert Ward, the Institute's deputy director, says states are reacting accordingly.
We are seeing some very significant budget cuts, a lot of probably ill-thought-out fiscal gimmicks that will come back to haunt states next year or the year after.
Ward says the states would be in even worse shape if the federal stimulus package hadn't provided extra money for Medicaid and a few other spending categories. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Troubled CIT Group is said to be in talks with J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs about short-term financing as the company seeks to avoid bankruptcy. The Associated Press, quoting a person familiar with the talks, says the discussions come as CIT has been scrambling to raise between $2 and $4 billion. Federal government, which has already loaned CIT $2.3 billion, turned down a more than 100-year-old company's request for additional federal aid. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 32 points to end the week at 8,743. The NASDAQ was up a point today. This is NPR. Indonesian officials now say it appears the suicide bombers who struck two luxury hotels in downtown Jakarta posed as guests. The blasts, which claimed at least eight lives and wounded dozens of others, took place at the JW Marriott and at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel within minutes of one another. At the Marriott, a security camera shows a man pulling a bag on wheels across the lobby just before the deadly blast. Officials have not yet said who they believe is responsible, but suspicion is focused on an Al-Qaeda-linked group blamed for other deadly bombings. A federal appeals court has ruled the U.S. acted unfairly when it revoked a visa for a Swiss scholar of Muslim studies in 2004. The U.S. accused Tariq Ramadan of supporting terrorism. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The U.S. alleged that money Ramadan gave to a charity went to support the Palestinian group Hamas. The federal appeals court in New York ruled that it was legal to refuse Ramadan a visa, but it said the U.S. first had to give him a chance to prove he didn't know his money would go to a terror group. The visa denial prevented Ramadan from taking a job at the University of Notre Dame. His case now goes to a lower court, and he can reapply for a visa. The ACLU, which brought the case, said it hopes the Obama administration will drop the issue altogether. The civil rights group has another case on behalf of a South African scholar. It claims Adam Habib was denied a visa because he's been critical of the war in Iraq and some U.S. policies on terrorism. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices rose today. The price of crude was up $1.54 a barrel to settle at $63.56 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Oil prices have been steadily rising for much of this week. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.